This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
You know that day where everyone's supposed to be all lovey-dovey and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Screw that.
Right.
This is for all the amazing single people out there.
Yeah, all the badass single
people. Who don't need a partner to feel amazing on Valentine's Day or any other day.
No, not at all.
You know what I mean?
Like, this whole single on Valentine's Day equals misery thing is such bullshit.
It's so dumb.
Like, society is always trying to tell us that being single is just a waiting game until you find the one.
Uh-huh.
But honestly,
being single can be fucking fantastic.
It can be the best.
It's awesome.
And that's what we're going to dive into today.
Yeah, we're going to show you how to make the most of it.
Exactly.
Being single.
So we're diving into this article from Engaged AF magazine.
Oh, I love that magazine.
Which is such a good name.
It is a good name.
And it's so relevant to what we're talking about.
I know, it's perfect. What I think is so interesting about this article,
yeah,
is that it kind of flips the script on the whole Valentine's Day narrative.
Oh yeah, totally.
You know, instead of like, oh, woe is me, I'm single on Valentine's Day.
Right.
They're like,
you have the power.
Stop waiting for someone else to make you happy.
Yeah, exactly.
You have the power
to
create your own happiness right now.
Yes.
Like, and they're not
preaching.
They're not just talking about like some cheesy,
the surface level shit.
Self-love mantra.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
They're giving you like actual tips to make Valentine's Day.
The actionable advice.
And every day, a celebration of yourself.
Yeah. They start by encouraging you to ask yourself, what would make me feel truly happy and fulfilled today?
Yes.
You know, it's not about...
Let's figure that out.
Yeah. It's not about following some pre-packaged idea of romance.
Right.
It's about what brings you joy.
Exactly.
What makes you happy.
It's all about you.
Yeah. And like, you don't have to wait for someone to bring you flowers. You can buy yourself flowers.
You do. Yeah.
Like, what's stopping you?
Nothing.
Okay, so like, let's talk about how to actually put this into practice.
Okay, yeah, let's dive in.
So the article suggests treating yourself to like an epic me day.
Ooh, I like this.
We're talking spa treatments.
Uh-huh.
Solo dinners at that fancy restaurant you've been dying to try.
Okay, hold on. Now you're speaking my language.
And no compromising on the menu. Order whatever the hell you want.
Yes.
Get that extra appetizer splurge on the good wine.
Get two desserts.
You deserve it.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. You know, and while you're at it, how about a spontaneous adventure? Book a last minute trip.
Oh my God.
Go for a hike. Explore a new part of your city.
I love that.
The possibilities are endless when you're not tied down to someone else's plans.
You're so right. You're so right.
You don't have to answer to anybody.
I love this.
It's amazing.
I love this idea.
It is amazing.
Of a me day. But what I also love is that the article talks about like this me day mentality.
Yeah.
Not being confined to just Valentine's Day.
Exactly. It's like, why just one day?
Right.
They challenge us to think about how we can integrate these self-love practices into our daily lives. Every damn day.
It's not just about one day of pampering.
Right.
It's about building a life that makes you feel good every damn day.
That's the key right there.
Yes.
So like, what does that look like for you? Mm. Maybe it's setting aside 15 minutes every morning for meditation.
Oh yeah.
Or taking yourself out for a coffee date once a week.
Love that.
It's about making yourself a priority.
I'm so here for this.
Because you deserve it.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got the self-care part down.
Okay.
But what about connecting with other people?
Oh, that's important too.
You know?
You can't just be by yourself all the time, unless you're like a total introvert and that's your thing.
If that's your thing, then own it.
Yes, own it.
But for the rest of us who like to connect with people.
Yes. For the social butterflies.
Engaged AF has some killer ideas for that, too.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Like what?
Well, they suggest throwing an anti-Valentine's Day bash with your friends.
Ooh, I love it.
Like a fuck Cupid party.
Yes.
Themed cocktails. Hilarious games.
Oh my God.
Basically anything goes.
It's just like,
let loose.
I threw you to Valentine's Day.
Yes, exactly. Who needs a date when you've got your amazing friends to celebrate with?
Right.
Like, I would much rather hang out with my friends.
Me too.
Than some random date.
Yeah, any day.
Like Valentine's Day or any other day.
Seriously.
It's a chance to celebrate the love and support you have in your life, romantic or not.
Yeah, like friendships are so important.
They are.
And I feel like sometimes we don't
prioritize them enough.
Give them enough credit.
No, we don't.
For how important they are.
Especially in this like hyper-romanticized world that we live in. So this is a good opportunity to like celebrate your friends and show them that you love them.
I love it.
They also suggest a more low-key option. A chill Galentine's or Palentine's night in.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Order takeout, watch your favorite movies, have some deep conversations.
So cozy.
The best.
Like pajamas.
Yes.
Wine.
Face masks.
Face masks.
All of it.
Junk food.
The ultimate girls' night.
Oh, yes.
Or guys' night, whatever.
Whatever your friend group is.
And, you know, it's about celebrating the connections that matter most, regardless of relationship status.
That's such a good point.
Like, I think that's something that we really need to emphasize. It's not about...
Like, you don't need...
Whether you're single or in a relationship or whatever, you need to have those strong social connections.
Yes.
They're so important for your mental health, for your well-being, for everything.
They really are.
So prioritize your friends.
Okay, so we've talked about, like, staying in with friends.
Mm-hmm.
But the article also talks about, like...
Oh, yeah.
If you're feeling adventurous.
Yeah.
Hitting the town.
Oh, yes.
And checking out some anti-Valentine's Day events.
Like going out and about.
Like bars, concerts, comedy shows.
I love a good comedy show.
There's always something going on.
Always.
And I feel like...
You never know who you might meet.
Yes.
I mean, let's be real. You're way more likely to meet someone interesting at an event like that than by swiping through endless dating profiles.
Okay, preach. I am so over dating apps.
Me too.
They are the worst.
They're exhausting.
Okay, so this is where things get a little bit spicy.
Ooh, tell me more.
The article suggests having some petty fun.
What do you mean?
By posting a thirst trap on social media.
Ooh.
To show your ex what they're missing.
Oh.
You know?
Okay, wait, hold up.
What? You don't agree?
I actually disagree with that one.
Really? Well,
because I feel like dwelling on the past and trying to make someone jealous is not exactly the empowering move we're going for here.
Okay, I see your point.
Like, you're already amazing. You don't need to prove anything to anybody.
You're right, you're right.
You're a queen.
Okay, I hear ya.
Or a king.
But come on. A little harmless fun never hurt anyone.
Maybe.
It's just a joke.
Yeah, but I think it's important to focus on your own happiness.
Okay, that's true.
Not on trying to get validation from someone who's no longer in your life.
Okay,
you're right. You deserve better than that.
I deserve better than that.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
So, like, move on.
Move on.
Focus on yourself. You're a badass.
Okay, I am a badass.
Yes, you are.
You're right. I don't need to be posting thirst traps for anybody.
No, you don't.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I needed to hear that.
I'm here for you.
All right, so let's let's get back to the bigger picture here.
Okay, what's the bigger picture?
This article isn't just about...
Right.
Giving your ex a little digital eye roll.
Mm-hmm.
It's about like reclaiming your power.
Yes.
And owning your single status.
Owning it.
You know?
Like being single is not a bad thing.
No.
It's actually a really great thing.
It's a good thing.
And the article calls being single a power move.
Ooh.
And I love that.
I love that.
Because it's about recognizing your worth.
Yes.
And refusing to settle for anything less than you deserve.
Yes. I love
it. You deserve the best.
The best.
And you should never settle for anything less.
No.
So if you're single right now, it's because you're choosing to be single.
Yes.
And that's a powerful thing.
It's a powerful choice.
Yes.
And let's be real.
Okay, let's be real.
Being single has some serious perks.
Oh my God, so many perks.
The article lists 10 reasons why being single can be freaking awesome.
10 reasons.
10 reasons.
Okay, let's hear them.
Okay, so first of all, no drama.
Oh my God, yes.
Like, you're not dealing with constant arguments, jealous fits, the emotional roller coaster that can come with a relationship.
Ugh, the drama.
It's just you living your best life.
Yes. Living your best life, drama-free.
Drama-free.
It's the best.
And think about all the time you have for yourself.
Oh my God, so much time.
Time to pursue your passions, explore new hobbies, travel the world.
You can do whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Whenever you want.
You're not beholden to anyone else's schedule or priorities.
Nope.
Just yours.
Just your own.
And the financial independence.
Oh yeah. Let's talk about money.
Like, you're in control of your own money.
Yes.
You can spend it how you want, save it how you want, invest it how you want.
Financial freedom.
Financial freedom.
It's amazing.
No need to compromise on your financial goals or dreams.
Yeah.
Okay, but hold on a sec.
What?
The article also lists 10 reasons why relationships can be great.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, Cuddling on the couch.
Oh, cuddling's nice.
Having someone to vent to after a shitty day.
Yeah, that's true.
Splitting the bills.
Splitting the bills is always good.
Like, there are definitely perks to being in a relationship.
Yeah, of course there are.
So it's not like we're saying relationships are bad.
No.
But what we're
It's
saying is
we're perkstable.
that both singlehood and partnership have their own unique strengths.
Exactly. And it's about choosing the path that feels right for you at this moment in time.
I love that.
Like, you don't have to choose one or the other. You
Right?
can be single now and then be in a relationship later,
Or vice versa.
or never be in a relationship.
Or never be in a
Oh,
relationship.
it's totally up to
Your
you.
life.
Your life, your choice.
Yes.
But let's be honest, sometimes being single does come with its challenges.
Okay, true.
Like, you know, what about the pressure to be in a relationship, especially around holidays like Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
It's like everywhere you look, it's couples, couples, couples.
Oh my God, it's the
And
worst.
it's like you can't escape it.
It's like in your face.
Yeah.
It's like,
So I get it.
I get it.
That pressure can be
But they can be
intense.
really
It's
intense.
like everyone's following this invisible script. Graduate, get a job, get married, have
A
kids.
timeline.
The timeline. And if you're not hitting those milestones at the right time, you're somehow failing.
It's like you're a failure.
Like what?
It's so messed up.
It is so messed up.
Right. It's like there's this expiration date on finding love,
Yeah, like you have to find love by this age or else you're screwed.
which is total bullshit.
It's total
Like,
bullshit.
there is no.
There is no expiration date on love.
No.
You can find love at any age.
Any age.
Like, I know people who have found love in their 70s and 80s.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
Like, it's never too late
It's never too
to
late.
find love. And
Exactly.
also,
Yeah.
you don't have to find love
No, you don't.
if you don't want to.
Like, if you're happy being single,
Yeah.
then stay single.
Stay
Like,
single.
who cares what other people think?
Screw them.
It's your life.
It's your life.
You get to choose how you want to live it.
Yes.
The truth is, there is no right or wrong timeline for anything.
That's such a good point.
We're all on our own journeys,
Yes, we
and
are.
comparing ourselves to others is a recipe for misery.
I'm so glad you said that.
Because it's true.
It's so
Like,
true.
we all have our own unique paths,
Yeah.
and we're all gonna get there eventually
In our own time.
in our own time.
You know what? Screw anyone who tries to make you feel bad for being single. So,
Seriously,
yeah.
like, their opinions are irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
What matters is how you feel about your life.
Yes.
Like, if you're happy being single,
Yeah.
then that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Okay, so we've talked about like reclaiming Valentine's Day, owning your single status.
Right.
But the article also talks a lot about self-love
Self-love is so important.
and celebrating yourself.
Yes.
But
Yeah.
how do you deal with
No.
like
Yeah.
those moments of loneliness or
Oh,
insecurity
yeah. Those are real.
that can creep in?
They can creep in.
Especially when you're like bombarded with images of happy couples.
Oh, especially on Valentine's Day.
Everywhere you look,
It's
it's
everywhere.
like you can't escape it.
You
It's
can.
on TV, it's on social
On your
media,
face.
it's in your face.
And it can make you feel,
Like shit.
yeah, not
Especially
complete.
if you're single
Right.
and you're like,
You're like, why am I not happy?
why am I not part of
Like,
this?
what's wrong with me?
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, those feelings are completely valid.
Okay, good.
It's normal to feel lonely sometimes, even if you generally love being single.
Okay, so what do I do about it?
The key is to acknowledge those feelings without letting them consume you.
So what? You just sit there and wallow in self-pity.
Hell no.
Okay.
You gotta take action.
Okay, how?
Reach out to a friend.
Okay.
Do something that makes you feel good. Remind yourself of all the amazing things you have going on in your life.
Okay, so it's about shifting your focus
Yes.
from what you don't have to what you do have.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, focus on the positive.
The positive.
And remember, you're not alone.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There are tons of people out there navigating singlehood, and many of them are thriving.
Arriving.
Yes, they're killing it.
I love that.
So you can too. You
Okay.
just got to believe in yourself.
All right, so we've talked about reclaiming Valentine's Day, owning your single status,
Yeah.
dealing with loneliness.
Right.
But there's one big piece of advice from the article that we haven't touched on yet.
Oh, really? What's that?
Disconnecting from social media.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
It's a big one.
I think that's probably one of the most important things you can do.
Why is that?
Because social media can be a breeding ground for comparison and insecurity,
True.
especially on Valentine's Day.
Oh my God, especially on Valentine's Day.
when everyone's posting their perfectly curated couple photos.
It's like everyone's trying to prove.
It's a competition.
How happy and in love they are.
All right.
Which can make you feel even worse if you're not currently in a relationship.
Yes. Exactly. It's like rubbing salt in the wound.
It really is.
And the thing is, it's all bullshit.
Okay.
Social media is a highlight reel.
That's so true.
People only post the good stuff.
Right.
They're not showing you the arguments, the compromises, the everyday struggles that come with any relationship.
It's like the filtered version of their life.
Exactly.
They're only seeing what they want you to see.
Exactly.
So basically what you see on social media is not real life.
Nope.
It's a carefully constructed illusion.
100%.
And it's a huge waste of your time and energy to get caught up in comparing yourself to that.
So don't do it.
Don't do it.
Unplug.
So the article's advice is to unplug completely from social media on Valentine's Day.
Well, that's the ideal scenario.
Right.
But even if you can't completely disconnect, try to be mindful of your social media consumption.
Okay.
Limit your time on those platforms, unfollow accounts that make you feel bad about yourself, and focus on engaging with content that brings you joy and inspiration.
I like that.
It's not about demonizing social media entirely.
Right.
It's about using it in a way that serves you rather than letting it control you.
That's a good point.
Because you're in control.
I am in control.
You have the power.
I have the power.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
So use it wisely.
Use it wisely.
Don't let it use you.
Okay, I can do that.
You got this.
I got this. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah, we have.
We talked about reclaiming Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
Owning your single status.
Right.
Dealing with loneliness and disconnecting from social media.
All the important stuff.
All the important stuff.
The essentials.
For a happy single life.
Right.
Right.
And it's really all about like taking control of your narrative.
Yes.
And creating a life that feels authentic and fulfilling.
100%.
Regardless of your relationship status.
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't matter if you're single or in a relationship.
Yeah.
You can still have an amazing life.
Yes.
Like, you don't need a partner to be happy.
No, you don't.
You don't need a partner to be fulfilled.
You don't need a partner to be successful.
You don't need a partner for anything.
You don't need a partner for anything.
Unless you want a partner.
Unless you want one.
Right.
But that's a whole other conversation.
That's a different deep dive.
This whole deep dive has really been about shifting your perspective.
Oh, I love that.
You know?
Yeah, tell me more.
Instead of viewing being single as a negative or a waiting game,
right?
We're encouraging you to see it as an opportunity.
An opportunity.
An opportunity.
What kind of opportunity?
An opportunity for what exactly?
Well, it's an opportunity for self-discovery, growth, and creating a life you absolutely love.
Yes.
On your own terms.
No compromises.
No compromises.
No settling.
No settling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is your time to figure out what you truly want in life.
Mm.
And go after it with everything you've got.
Chase your dreams.
Chase your dreams.
Don't let anyone tell you you can't do something.
No.
You can do anything you set your mind to.
And who knows?
What?
Maybe in the process, you'll meet someone amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Who complements
like
your already awesome life.
Someone who adds to your life.
Yes.
Not someone who completes you.
No. You are already complete.
You are already whole.
You are a whole person.
Yes, you are.
On your own.
You don't need anyone to complete you.
No, you don't.
You just need someone to like enhance your already amazing life.
Enhance.
Yeah, I love that.
It's like the cherry on top.
The cherry on top.
Oh, your already delicious sundae.
I love that analogy.
So good, right?
That's so good. Or maybe you'll discover that you're perfectly happy flying solo.
Yeah.
And that's okay too.
That's totally fine.
Like, there's no right or wrong answer here.
No.
It's all about what makes you happy.
Your happiness.
Your fulfillment.
Exactly. Either way, it's all good.
It is.
The point is to be intentional about your choices.
Yes. Be intentional.
And to own those choices.
Own it.
Unapologetically.
Unapologetically.
Like, don't let anyone shame you.
No.
For being single.
For being in a relationship.
For being whatever you want to be.
For being you.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up, let's go back to the article's central message.
Okay.
Being single is a power move.
Being single.
Like, it's a power move.
It's a power move.
Say it loud. Say it proud.
It's about recognizing your worth.
Uh-huh.
Setting boundaries.
Yes.
And refusing to settle for anything less than you deserve.
You deserve the best.
The best.
And you should never settle for anything less.
Never settle.
So don't.
Okay.
And it's about celebrating your freedom and independence.
Yes. Like, you can do whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Whenever you want.
Whenever you want.
You don't have to answer to anyone.
Nope.
You are free.
You are
free. So to all you single people out there,
yeah.
Here's to rockin' Valentine's Day.
Cheers to that.
And every other damn day.
Every damn day.
Don't let anyone tell you that you need a partner to be happy or complete.
You don't.
You are a badass.
You are.
Just as you are.
Just as you are.
And remember, bruh, being single is not a life sentence.
It's not.
It's a chapter.
A chapter.
A journey.
A journey.
An adventure.
Yes. An adventure.
So make the most of it.
Yes.
Explore, grow, discover.
Live your life to the fullest.
Live your life to the fullest.
And never be afraid to break the mold.
Break the mold and create a life that truly lights you up.
Lights you up.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
Finding your spark.
Finding your spark.
Your passion.
Your purpose.
Your purpose.
And going after.
Going after it.
With everything you've got.
That's a wrap, folks.
That's a wrap.
Stay single.
Stay.
And until next time, keep diving deep. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about reclaiming Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. owning your single status, dealing with loneliness, and disconnecting from social media.
It's all about taking control of your narrative.
Yes.
And creating a life that feels authentic and fulfilling regardless of your relationship status.
I love that.
It's like you don't have to wait for someone else to give you permission
uh-huh.
to be happy.
Right.
You can create your own happiness.
Yes, you can.
Right now. Right now.
This whole deep dive has really been about shifting your perspective.
Yeah.
Instead of viewing being single as like a negative thing or a waiting game.
Right. Like you're incomplete.
Yeah. Like you're somehow less than.
Yeah.
Because you're not in a relationship.
Which is so not true.
It's so not true.
We're encouraging you to see it as an opportunity.
An opportunity.
An opportunity for what exactly? An
opportunity for self-discovery.
Yeah.
Growth.
And creating a life you absolutely love on your own terms.
Yes.
Like no compromises, no settling.
Exactly.
This is your time to figure out what you truly want in life and go after it with everything you've got.
Let's go get it.
Go get it, girl.
Or guy.
Or guy or non-binary person.
Whoever you are.
Yes, whoever you are.
Go get it.
And who knows, maybe in the process you'll meet someone amazing who complements your already awesome life.
Yeah.
Like someone who adds to your life, not someone who completes you.
You are already complete.
You are already a whole person.
You are a badass.
You are a badass.
On your own.
Exactly.
Or maybe you'll discover that you're perfectly happy flying solo.
And that's totally fine.
Totally fine.
Like there's no right or wrong answer here.
No.
It's all about what makes you happy.
Exactly.
What fulfills you.
What makes your heart sing.
Yes. What lights you up.
Either way, it's all good.
It is all good.
The point is to be intentional about your choices and to own those choices unapologetically.
Like, don't let anyone shame you for being single. No.
Or for being in a relationship.
Or for anything.
Or for anything.
It's your life.
It's your life.
Live it how you want.
So as we wrap up, let's go back to the article's central message. Being single is a power move.
Being single is a power move.
Say it loud, say it proud.
It's about recognizing your worth, setting boundaries, and refusing to settle for anything less than you deserve.
You deserve the best.
The best.
And you should never settle for anything less.
Never settle.
And it's about celebrating your freedom and independence.
Yes. Like you can do whatever you want whenever you want.
I don't have to answer to anyone.
You are free.
Free as a bird.
So to all you single people out there, here's to rockin' Valentine's Day and every other damn day.
Cheers to that.
Don't let anyone tell you that you need a partner to be happy or complete.
You don't need anyone but yourself.
You are a badass just as you are.
And remember, being single is not a life sentence.
It's not.
It's a chapter, a journey, an adventure.
So make the most of it. Explore, grow, discover, and never be afraid to break the mold and create a life that truly lights you up.
That's a wrap, folks. Stay single, stay strong, and until next time, keep diving deep.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.